First, though, Theresa May has been given parliamentary authority to formally begin the UK's divorce from the European Union. The Commons has overturned two defeats in the House of Lords, forcing peers to abandon their opposition. But the Prime Minister's facing a fresh problem, with the Scottish Nationalists making clear they want another referendum on independence before the UK leaves in 2 years' time. Our political reporter Emma Thomas is here in the studio. Morning, Emma.
Morning, Liz.
Yesterday brought good and bad news then for our PM.
Yeah, a Monday of mixed blessings, I think, for Theresa May. Probably 24 hours ago, if you'd have asked me, I'd have predicted we'd be sat here with a conversation focused all on the Prime Minister and when she's going to trigger Article 50. But it seems the limelight has been somewhat stolen a bit by issues north of the border this morning. So maybe if we start with the Scottish issue, as for now we are at least at one with Scotland after 310 years of history.
So there's a call for another referendum on Scottish independence.
Yeah, exactly that. IndyRef2, I think it's already got its own nickname.
Excellent.
If we think back to the first referendum of this decade, not last June when we all voted, but September 2014, when Scotland got a vote on whether to stay part of the UK. Now that year, 55% of people in Scotland voted to stay in the UK. But now, Nicola Sturgeon, who's the leader of the Scottish National Party, and as they're the main majority in Scottish Parliament, she's also Scotland's First Minister, she wants another. Now this referendum, though, is of course intrinsically wound in with the referendum we all had last year. Because while 52% of us in the UK as a whole wanted to leave the EU, in Scotland that was only 38%. So Scotland and Northern Ireland, it was a minority wanting to leave, which Nicola Sturgeon says gives her a mandate for another referendum.
A choice of whether to follow the UK to a hard Brexit or to become an independent country, able to secure a real partnership of equals with the rest of the UK and our own relationship with Europe. The Scottish Government's mandate for offering this choice is beyond doubt.
Well, Nicola Sturgeon has announced that she hopes to hold a vote between autumn 2018, so about 18 months from now, and spring 2019, which is when the terms of Brexit should become clear. Now, but that is, importantly, if she gets permission from Downing Street to do it. She can't just go alone with this referendum. So this is what the Prime Minister had to say.
The tunnel vision that the SNP has shown today is deeply regrettable. It sets Scotland on a course for more uncertainty and division. So instead of playing politics with the future of our country, the Scottish Government should focus on delivering good government and public services for the people of Scotland. Politics is not a game.
Is there, Emma, is there a feeling that the result could be different this time for Scotland?
Well, what Nicola Sturgeon will hope to play on to convince more people to vote leave from the UK, that is, this time, is the idea that remaining part of the UK would take Scotland along this journey out of the EU in what she calls a Tory hard Brexit. Now, the Conservatives aren't too popular in Scotland. They've only got one Tory MP. So the campaign will also focus on things like the state of the opposition in the UK, looking at Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party, their currently divided at the moment, and some argue not really a legitimate alternative to the Conservatives, suggesting we could have a Conservative government for some years to come, not too attractive in Scotland. However, some of her critics have argued that she could be making a mistake to assume that the 62% of people who voted Remain in the EU would also choose to remain in the EU at the price of leaving the UK. That actually perhaps they might see the UK as, you know, being more important to be united with the country they share an island with rather than boundaries across the water. And her opponents will look at economic arguments. Around 60% of Scotland's exports go to other parts of the UK rather than outside. One thing I'm curious about is actually how many options are going to be on the ballot paper for this referendum. Because is it just in the UK and therefore out of the EU?
Yeah.
Out of the EQ? EQ? What's you, that one? EQ? I've made a new one. EQ.
UK.
Out of the UK. But attempting to get in the EU on your own,
yeah,
or just out of the UK and doing your own thing entirely.
So what is the next step then with Brexit?
Well, last night the House of Lords effectively backed down. They tried to oppose Parliament's Brexit bill, calling for some changes to things like residency rights and some of the terms of the deal. But last night it was passed, so the government have now got the right to trigger Article 50. So that's a legal process starting off the divorce, if you like. Today it will pass to royal assent to become law. I quite like this image of the Queen sat there with a rubber stamp stamping it. I think technically,
literally
I think it will be one of her aides that does it for her.
Yeah.
So in theory, Theresa May could trigger Article 50 as soon as today, but word from Westminster suggests it will be at some point towards the end of this month.
OK, thank you, Emma, our political reporter there.